Hello, and welcome to Season 2 of Ask John. My name is John, and you can ask me things. The purpose of these audio episodes is to give you quick tips relating to careers, including specific careers, exploration, preparation, planning, and everything in between. In today's episode, we're going to be continuing on our mini-arc of career myths. Specifically, we're going to be discussing the myth of full-time is the only option. In years past, a person's job trajectory looked something like this. Get a few internships or other related experiences directly related to your college degree, graduate, and then go directly into that field, work 40 plus hours a week in that job to be considered full-time, and if you're lucky, maybe squeeze in some time for yourself and socializing, maybe even have a hobby. Well, guess what? That doesn't have to be true anymore. Like we've talked about in our career myth episodes in the past, staying in one job is no longer the norm. You can fully expect to bounce around to a few different jobs, positions, even careers throughout your career journey and life. As well, we are learning as a society that we really are more than what we do 40 plus hours a week in our place of employment. People are complex and are happier and actually more productive when they are allowed to explore what drives them in their lives. Now, to the listener who knows exactly what they want to do and that thing is one career field, that's fantastic for you. Congratulations. I'm not saying anything against that. But for the listeners who are becoming more and more common who say, I have multiple interests, and what do I do in a career? I have a concept for you. Do multiple jobs. Somewhere along the way, we got told that you needed to do one thing and stick to that one thing. I don't know where it started, but it isn't true. You can have more than one job and still be successful. There is no law against having two 20-hour-a-week jobs or three 12-hour-a-week jobs or whatever combination works for you and makes you feel fulfilled. Are there some downsides to setting up your career this way? Yeah, you may not qualify for the company-sponsored insurances and some of the benefits that are only offered to full-time employees. Some paths to advancement within a company might not be as open to you as other individuals, but there are also some significant upsides as well. First, you get the chance to make an impact in multiple areas of the world. For example, let's say you are a person who is creative, but is also interested in the world of finance. You can get a creative writing job for part of the time while also having a financial advising job. You are covering both sides of your interests, will be making money on either side, and gaining breadth of practical work experience in different career fields. It's a win from all sides. Second upside to having multiple jobs, adding up to that 40 hours or however many hours that works for you, is that you'll be gaining a greater breadth of experiences for the future. You'll be able to take these things you learn from these multiple sources and apply most of them to future positions, whether that's a future single position or multiple further on in your career journey. Also, as a side comment, that it is a career journey. You're going to be doing this stuff for literal decades. It's okay for things to shift and change. In fact, I encourage it. Now, back to our myth. And the third upside that I will address today is that this method will remove the pressure to, quote, pick the right course, which is another myth, because you'll be trying multiple courses at the same time. There is no right course. There's only fulfilling your needs and your wants, and for some people, that is going to require multiple jobs. Am I advocating that you work multiple jobs over a single full-time job? Absolutely not. It might not work for you and your personal style and your personal life goals. This method would not work for me and my values. But if you are one of those people who does have multiple interests when it comes to jobs, or you don't want to choose just one job, I am here to tell you that it is okay. You do not have to choose just one. You can have multiple directions in your career. As long as you are fulfilling your monetary and other internal needs and goals, that is what is most important. We have kind of forgotten why we work in a way, I think. We work so we can support our lives, so we can support our families, and allow us to make an impact in the world according to our values. If you're doing that, it doesn't matter if it's in a single 40 plus hour a week job or in multiple. As long as you're happy and doing the things you want to do and able to do the things you want to do, you get to decide. After all, it's your life. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you have a specific topic or question you would like addressed, please fill out the online form at the bottom of the Ask John page. I want to answer your questions. That's why we're doing this whole thing. For more career information, please visit us at dorenseif.usc.edu Career Pathways and follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to ask John.